What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know I am because we made it all the way to Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
3-day weekend.
Let us get to our contestant, who is Eric from Sumner. Good morning, Eric.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Were you by chance listening to the cheat sheet on the men's room at 5:40 yesterday?
I was. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
That's right, yep, Eric.
That's very Eddie Guerrero of you. I respect that.
All right, Steve, time to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, Eric will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
Yeah, I love it. What is the title given to the wife of the president?
First Lady.
Correct. Which U.S. state has the most breweries as of 2025?
Milwaukee?
No.
Portland?
It's state.
Oregon.
No. What is the common term for a neck injury caused by a jerk of the head?
Whiplash.
Correct. Hawkins, Indiana is the fictional setting for which Netflix series?
Stranger Things.
Correct. What sport begins with a tip-off?
A what?
A tip-off.
Basketball.
Correct. What animal can hop at up to 40 miles per hour?
Kangaroo.
Yes. Which guitar manufacturer was responsible for the Stratocaster?
Fender.
Correct. Somewhere Over the Rainbow was written for what film?
Pass.
How many planets in our solar system are gas giants?
4.
Yes. In what country were the Terracotta Army sealed underground?
China.
Yes. All right. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct. And this is just a reminder that the cheat sheet can be very helpful.
Nice.
Migs is back.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean he's ready. Are you?
Showtime.
What title is given to the wife of the president?
The first lady.
Yes. Which U.S. state has the most breweries as of 2025?
I'm going to go Washington.
No.
Milwaukee.
No.
Wait, that's not a state. California.
Yes. What is the common term for a neck injury caused by a jerk of the head?
Whiplash.
Yes. Hawkins, Indiana is the fictional setting for which Netflix series?
Stranger Things.
Yes. What sport begins with a tip-off?
Basketball.
Correct. What animal can hop at up to 40 miles per hour?
A rabbit?
No.
Kangaroo.
Yes. Which guitar manufacturer was responsible for the Stratocaster?
Fender.
Correct. Somewhere Over the Rainbow was written for what film?
Wizard of Oz.
Yes. How many planets in our solar system are gas giants?
That would be three.
No.
Four.
Yes. In what country was the Terracotta Army sealed underground?
What?
In what country was the
France.
Terracotta... No.
Spain.
No.
Germany.
No. Steve, with time on the clock, though, you scored 9, and that is a win. Yeah. 9-8.
Oh, good game.
Sorry, Eric.
Good one, Steve.
Thank you, my friend. The Terracotta one.
And it happened to be one that Eric got correct. The Terracotta Army was sealed underground in China.
China.
Yes, congratulations on your big victory, Steve Miggs.
Nice.
The Daily Miggs Show. The
Daily Miggs Show.
Next weekend, Bike MS Deception Pass Classic is going down up in Skagit and Island and Whatcom counties. KISW has a team once again this year, and I'm the captain of said team.
Let's go, captain.
Yeah, my mom lives with multiple sclerosis, so this is a really near and dear cause to my heart, and we'd love if you would support us with a donation at KISW.com. If you're not from here, pronouncing names of towns from here is a very hard thing.
Yes.
And Como 4 decided to have some fun quizzing some Seahawks rookies and some of the newer players on how to pronounce some of our trickier PNW town names. So these are guys like Eric Saubert, Robbie Utz, Quentin Bohanna. They all took part in the quiz.
And it's so fun just to watch them struggle with some of these words. So the first word that they start with Como 4 is Snoqualmie, which I don't know why. I guess I've just been living here long enough. It never even dawned on me that would be a tough word to pronounce. But I guess when you look at it and how it's written out, it is a little weird. So here's how that went.
Snoqualmie.
Snoqualmie. Easy.
Well done.
Snoqualmie.
I think that's about right. Don't you think?
It.
Yeah.
Nailed
yeah.
It.
All right. So next one is going to be Chehalis.
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 Another trick question. Chehalis.
Chehalis.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Cleellum.
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 See, the double L would have, it would made me think.
Trying to rationalize why he's having a tough time. But it's a good point if you're just looking at it quick.
Yeah.
What is it?
Cleellum.
Cleellum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that one kind of threw me.
All right, so this one is my favorite of all the weird words when it comes to places here in the Pacific Northwest. What do you think it is?
Hump tulips.
That's a good one. I'd put that in my top three. That, also Chimicum.
Oh, that's a great one. I bet you're going to Squim.
I heard somebody say this.
Sequim?
Sequim.
Sequim.
Squim. The easy
Squim.
What'd you say that was again?
Squim.
Squim, okay.
Not bad, not bad.
Makes perfect sense.
Sequim seems to be the right way to go.
Well, they even got a Coug in the mix, Steve Miggs.
Yes.
Abe Lucas, who's actually from here, he's Everett.
Yes.
And they got him into the mix at the very end.
Enumclaw, Squim, Snoqualmie, Chehalis, Cleellum, Okanagan, Puyallup.
There you go. That's an Archbishop Murphy in WSU education,
definitely,
right?
WSU education.
Absolutely.
They did try Puyallup. Definitely. That one came up.
That's
all
right.
Puyallup.
Puyallup. Close. Puyallup. Yeah, I think Puyallup. That's pretty much what you said.
Oh, like PEW.
We'll give you a nice effort there.
Puyallup.
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 I'm going to say for first time ever even a
Puyallup.
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 Puyallup. Really that's good. Some crazy.
That's the thing.
I got to yeah, I'm never going there. Stay away from Puyallup. Although a lot of people will be going to Puyallup because the fair happens this weekend. Starts off today.
Today is day one. What do they do for day one? Is there some sort of big pomp and circumstance or a parade or something?
Well, you could get in for free if you show up with non-perishable food donations. This is through Como's opening day food drive. So from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., if you get there and you bring some food, you could get in for free and enjoy the fair for free, which is pretty awesome.
That's a great deal.
And also, kids are free this weekend.
Oh.
Thanks to BECU for that.
I bet that means you're going to go get your money's worth then, Steve.
Dude, we were talking about it. We don't have much plans going on today. So I think when Tatum gets, unfortunately, her school gets in the way, this damn kindergarten that she's been doing for the last 3 days, she gets done around 1-ish. So we wouldn't be able to enjoy all of us getting in for free, but we could get her in for free. So I think we're going to surprise her when she, depending on her mood.
Oh, well, day one of kindergarten, she, you know, was in a bad mood. Day two, she seemed to be in a very good mood.
That's very true.
So we could go either way today.
Well, I think, and then also I think when we throw in the mix, hey, we're going to go to the fair, which she's obsessed with. She's already been talking about it. So I think we're going to end up there. And dude, I was just watching a King 5 news report about some of the new food. Do you know what's going on?
Oh, please tell me.
This one kind of... So for the, it's the 125th anniversary now of the Washington State Fair, birthday of the Washington State Fair. And one of the new food places is called Doh, D-O-H.
Okay.
And the person who's like working there is like a James Beard winning chef, but it's like all fair food. So here's a little piece of the King 5 broadcast.
It's clear what you're going to get at a place called Doh.
Little play on words for Homer Simpson fans out there.
Mitch Mayers is a James Beard Award-nominated chef.
Okay, sorry. Not nominated. You didn't win.
Oh, loser.
A winner wouldn't work at the fair.
Not above fried dough at the fair.
My grandfather started the business like 60-plus years ago. I grew up mixing cotton candy sugar.
His restaurant is just part of the new 1900 Food Hall, offering new twists to old favorites.
We have a house-made brioche donut, griddled and stuffed with some ice cream.
Oh, come on!
Griddled and stuffed? Say less.
With ice cream.
The Daily Mix Show.
In case you haven't already seen them, the Seahawks did unveil their new rivalry's uniforms, and some fans are hating on these big time. Others were hating on a former player that was loving on the jersey, so we're going to go straight to the comments at 820.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The fans were patiently waiting, counting down the days until the Seahawks would unveil their new rivalry's uniform.
I'll be honest, the day before they were released, I remember that they were coming out. It turned out to be yesterday, but it was almost like Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see what these jerseys are going to look like. I can't wait to see which jersey I'm going to get.
I mean, no one loves buying a new jersey more than you, Steve Miggs.
Very, very true.
These ones are wolf gray with iridescent green numbers. The helmet is chrome, and then they have these sound wave details that honor the 12s, which is pretty cool.
The numbers also kind of iridescent, but when you look closely, you see a bunch of little 12s.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of people have issues with the color green that they used.
They're going to be wearing these week 16 versus the Rams, and you can buy the jerseys beginning September 10th. They ended up posting on their social media pages, though, a familiar face, Richard Sherman, checking them out.
I like that. I like that.
I know a lot of the players have that same reaction, so maybe we just don't have the same taste as NFL players, which is very likely, or they're lying to us.
Sure.
They got a little everything in here. With the 12s. 12s represented. Ooh, with the helmet. Look at the helmet. You can't even see it. Make sure y'all give me one of these in my size. This is the right one. This is 2.5.
Yeah, because 2025, so the number 25 was being used.
Love it.
Perfect for him, yes.
A lot of people are putting out hate for the jerseys. And then there's people that are also hating on Richard Sherman. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
You got this. There you go. We found a bunch of comments based on Richard Sherman's reaction to this. And also some comments just about the jerseys in general. And I figured, well, who better to read these comments than
Richard Sherman?
That would be nice, but we do not have a robot Richard Sherman, so I found the next best hated Richard.
Richard Cheese.
Richard Cheese? Think presidential.
Richard Nixon.
Richard Nixon, that's Nixon. Right. Former president Richard Nixon reading the comments about people hating on Richard Sherman and the Seahawks' new rivalries jersey.
This the traitor that acts like his time with the Niners was just as important as the time with the Hawks. He's trash.
Ooh. Coming out swinging.
Just hating on Richard. I still like Richard.
I'm down with Richard Sherman. Always will be.
100%.
Are we now the Oregon Seahawks or the Seattle Ducks disappointed?
I like when people wrote that they were disappointed, like as if it was like they're the parent and their kid just did a terrible job on their project.
Not mad, just disappointed.
If I'm the Seahawks, I would say, F*** you, Richard. You won one. Use all that money we gave you over the years and go buy one. Ask the Niners for a free jersey. F*** you.
Okay. Whoa. A lot of people seem to be calling him like a traitor, this, that, and the other thing. And I was like, is my memory messed up? Did we not keep him? And then he signed with the San Francisco 49ers. Not like as if like he demanded a trade. Yes, he wanted money and he was coming off an Achilles injury and the team was thinking, you know what, we need to go younger and save some money and ended up getting rid of him. And he signed rather quickly with the 49ers, which I'm sure pissed some people off, but like,
you gotta do what you gotta do.
What the hell is he supposed to? Sports fans are weird.
They are so weird.
And I'm one of them.
Was one of my favorite players, but after that 49er move, he's a snake forever.
Again, what is he? So he went to the rival.
Oh, darn.
How
you know,
dare
like,
he.
Get over it. It happened.
So are we the Eagles now? Come on, do better. At least they are better than those Action Green jerseys.
That I would agree.
Yeah, I mean, Action Green is like the worst of the worst to me. This is slightly above it.
Remember that green before the Action Green that they wore? Like, I think it was like the Jim Mora season,
yes.
I think, if I remember correctly, before Pete Carroll and before they changed. And it was just like that lime green.
Mm-mm.
That was so nasty.
Thanks for making the decision to not buy another Hawks jersey, an easy one.
Man, I felt that way, but the more I've been looking at them and I keep seeing more pictures, I'm like, I just need to see it in person.
You're weak, Steve. You're weak.
Some call it impulsive. Others call it weak.
I bet Richard, the traitor Sherman, did the exact same video for the 40 whiners. I hate these jerseys almost as much as I hate that hypocrite.
I have to say, if he did, that would be hilarious.
Totally.
I saw the rivalry jersey for the 49ers. It almost looks like a Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey.
You're right.
It's kind of crazy.
A lot of them, it's kind of, you don't really have the identity of the team in a lot of these rivalry jerseys.
And we got one more. And everybody, and not just with the Seahawks, but also with the Cardinals, people are just like, wait a second, did the person who designed the Oregon Ducks jerseys design these jerseys? And I'm like, maybe. I mean, the Ducks are owned by Nike.
And they're all Nike branded.
So we got one more comment about the new Seahawks jerseys.
I'm picturing this was the conversation between the Hawks and the Oregon Ducks. Seahawks. Hey, can I copy your homework? Oregon. Oh, just change it a little bit so nobody notices. Seahawks. Bet.
It's kind of, did you see the one where it did look just like the Ducks with the shiny numbers?
And they did the little side-by-side. I mean, it's like uncanny.
It is a little weird.
But you're going to get one anyway.
Probably.
The Daily Mix Show.
I'm really excited for next weekend. It's the Bike MS Deception Pass Classic. And we raise money for the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, which is something my mom has been living with for about 15 years, MS. And it sucks. So if you have an extra $5, $50, $100, you can make a donation to support the KISW Bike MS team at KISW.
Join the 69 Club. $69.
Dude, that'd be great. We love a 69 Club member. As you get ready to head out there into the wild world, you might be curious as to know what is happening out there in the world of pop culture. And rest assured, it is jam-packed with stuff.
Yep.
But we're going to break it all down by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go.
Woo! Steve, did you buy your Powerball jackpot ticket yet?
But it looks like I need to.
$950 million is what the drawing is currently at, and that is going to be happening, I believe, tomorrow. Yeah, they have no matched numbers yet for Wednesday's drawing. So,
and we're now at the point where I'm willing to buy a ticket. Like, I refuse to play the lottery until it's at least on $950, $950 million. Otherwise, it's not worth my time.
Do you usually buy one?
No.
Or never? My husband does.
Oh, we just recently did a scratch ticket because Tatum saw that.
You let your child gamble, Steve?
I took a picture of it. I'm like, I almost wanted to post on social media, be like, somebody please call Gamblers Anonymous. Because she's just standing at that big booth, you know, at the grocery stores or the big, you know, screen.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like picking which one she wants based on which one is the cutest.
And they're very cute.
So I got her one because, you know, I'm an enabler. She scratches off. She won $50.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You should have her pick the Powerball numbers.
Great idea.
It's only crazy if it doesn't work, right?
We're doing that today. After school, we're going to Safeway, and we're winning ourselves $950 million.
Oh, please just break me off a teeny, like just a little tiny piece.
I'll fill you a couple bucks.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, I'll take care of you. Do you ever think about that? Do you ever like think about, like, I think we all do, like how you're going to spend it? But I always stress about how am I going to spend it as far as like giving money to people in my life.
Oh, sure. With $950 million, you could give a lot of people a little bit of money.
You know what my thing is, I think? What I would do? I think I would want to give them maybe a few bucks, obviously.
Yeah.
Like you have $950 million or $428.9 million if you just take the lump sum, which is now I'm stressed because now I'm like, okay, I don't have enough to really help out everybody.
And that's chump change for sure.
Exactly. But I think what I would do is buy everybody, I would pay off everybody's mortgage.
Oh, I would love to do that for people.
So at least like that right there. I'm like, look, if you're family and you're close enough, yeah, you'll get a couple $1 million. But at least the people that are important in my life, I would make sure all their homes are taken care of.
Even mine?
Yeah, I would
buy your home. Yes.
But here's the thing. Then I own your home.
I own my
home. So like, I know you do that party over the summer called Camp Cash. That weekend doesn't work for me.
It's the new Migs Fest.
It's the new Migs Fest, absolutely. This is a scary story that we hear about these stories happen from time to time because not many other places have bikini baristas other than here in the Pacific Northwest. I think there's a couple of other cities that do it, but it really started here.
They were invented. It was like the first one was in like Everett or something, right?
I think so. Like Cowgirls Espresso might have been one of the first ones. But they're making national news again right now because there's an idiot that tried to kidnap one of the bikini baristas over in Lakewood over at, I believe it's Ladybug Espresso. This guy's from Kent. He pulled up to the drive-thru window and tried to just pull her out of the window into his car. Thankfully, that didn't happen. But he has been charged with first-degree attempted kidnapping. And here's a former bikini barista just talking about the attempted kidnapping and how really scary that kind of crap is.
I think it's terrible, especially on that kind of shift. But it's just really hard to hear things like that are happening to those type of girls. We're all human. Everybody deserves the grace of like, wow, that shouldn't have happened to them. It does make me worried for other girls.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't care what the hell you're wearing in your coffee stand. Like, nobody should be trying to steal you.
No, that's insanely scary.
Yeah, so I guess the guy, he already has pleaded not guilty, although I think there's video footage, but I never know how that stuff works. I mean, that's not my area of expertise. Shockingly, but he's already out of jail. So, I mean, hopefully, I mean, that's just traumatizing.
That's very traumatizing.
Yeah.
There was a Florida man that was able to find and catch a burglar who was rummaging through his truck because the guy was wearing Batman pajamas.
She checked it. She woke me up. She's like, hey, someone's rummaging through your truck. So I called him. I said, hey, your garage is open and my truck was just broken into. So I'm going to sit outside until you guys secure your garage without the person seeing me. And I grabbed a hold of their shirt and their right wrist. I said, listen, don't try to get away. I have plenty of experience with this. I'm really glad I had my Batman pajamas on because that gave me the extra confidence that I needed.
Okay, I love this guy. I love that he made it a point to say that when he was being interviewed by the news.
I'm Batman.
Yes.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think you have the smarts to beat the great Steve Migs, who you have not lost yet today, have you?
2-0, baby.
279 wins, 87 losses, and 73 ties so far in 2025. Right now, you need to pick up the phone and call 206-803-ROCK if you think you can beat Migs at 850.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.